Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Paul Cullen wines aren't just about what's in the glass. They're an extension of the man himself, the former Bad Company bassist turned winemaker. Built a following for his smooth, approachable blends like Rockin' Rosso. But for Paul, the story doesn't end with the pour. Offstage, he's also a renowned private chef and host, rolling up to homes across the country with his guitar, his knives, and a van full of Lambrusco. Go ahead, Paul, take us inside the rhythm of those nights.
So we roll in, depending on how big the party is. You know, we're doing 8 people tomorrow night. That's a cakewalk for us because we just did a double on Saturday. We did 25 people for a wedding shower, and then we took an hour break, and then we cooked dinner when the husbands got there for 16. We roll up an hour and a half, 2 hours before, unload the van, take control of the kitchen, you know, and people, you know, they sometimes just hang out with us, which we're really used to. I mean, we've done so many of these. I think Nina's been with me for close to 1,400. So we're like a well-oiled machine. We roll it in, and then we just start prepping, you know, and then talking. And if, you know, if people are standing around, Nina gives them, you know, some of the cheeses that we have for them to try, you know, before everybody gets to the party. And then once everybody gets there, Nina pours my Lambrusco, because we always start out with our dry, fizzy, cold red. And then we already have the antipasti, which is about, I don't know, probably about 14, 15 small bites along with a charcuterie board. 45 minutes in, we sit them down and drop salad or soup, depending on, you know, the time of the season. And then entrees. And then we give everybody a break. And then we pick a place where they want me to play, by the fireplace, the fire pit, whatever. And then I start playing music, and Nina does all the cleanup and has dessert for everybody ready by the time that I'm done playing. And then we're out of there. And so once the party starts, it's about 2.5 hours from the time we leave, and which is pretty darn good. You know, we don't lollygag. We don't hang around unless they have really good cigars and bourbon.
That's funny. You said lollygag. I was trying to explain to somebody the other day what that exactly meant, and I was like, I think you're more confused, and I'm more confused. But I know when somebody's lollygagging, I know when they're doing it.
Can't explain it. Well, it's you can drop the F-bomb. It's effing around. You know, yeah. we don't F around. Yeah. Because like right now, we're in the middle of doing, I have tonight off with my wife, thank God, because she's going to divorce me if I don't have a night off here and there. But, you know, we're in the middle of doing like 20 events in, you know, 18 days. So, wow. You know, when we're done with an event, you know, we're ready to go home and relax and chill out.
Paul, the Teamster, shows up in the van, and then he switches to roadie, and then he switches to chef, and then you're switching to smoozer, social media guy, taking all the pictures and
yep.
Yeah, then you're entertainer. At the end of these events, are you just sapped or are you energized?
Well, you know, when I play music at the end, you know, the whole thing is great, right? But the music part is really special, because here I am playing a private concert in your home for 8 to 20 people or whatever. That is really, really special, because I have their attention on 100%. And if I do hear somebody talking, I'll call them out. I'm like, hey, eyes up here. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me, you know? But that's usually not the case. People are really enthralled with the fact, you know, that I used to be famous, and here I am playing those songs. And then I have, since 2007, when I switched to guitar, I have over 50 originals, which I finally got them all up on Spotify. But so I'm actually energized a bit, you know, and knock back a bourbon, you know, take pictures, hug everybody, and then me and Dean are off, and then we start it all over again the next day. Well, yes and no. I mean, everything I do now, you know, is intertwined, you know, in-home dining, wine business, travel, and then Paul Cares, my nonprofit. So I've had people that come to our room. Paul Cares owns a concert venue. In fact, we have John Ford Coley of England Dan and John Ford Coley doing 3 sold-out shows.
And I'd really love to see you tonight.
Those people come here for shows. They have me cook dinner for them in their home. They go on vacation with us, and or they buy my wine. You know, so it's all kind of intertwined.
From the kitchen to the stage, Paul Cullen proves that passion doesn't need boundaries, just needs good or bad company. Whether he's serving up a Lambrusco, a house-made pasta, or a private concert by the fire pit, every night ends the same way, with music, laughter, and a toast to the good life. That's Paul Cullen, musician, winemaker, and chef, blending flavor and harmony one dinner at a time.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.